at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Hurry into Ram Power Days and experience the raw power of the Ram 3500. With available best-in-class torque and towing among 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped, strap yourself in for one powerful ride in the Ram TRX. With the most horsepower of any gas pickup ever built, or the Ram 1500, awarded number one in driver appeal among light-duty pickups by J.D. Power 3 years in a row. Hurry into Ram Power Days going on now. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that she just has a real honest depiction of who you are, and anything that's false and a deception of the falling away is revealed and corrected in her mind so that she may stay under your perfect covering. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so right now we're going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and getting into dreams and understanding common, some common dream themes to help understand dreams better, since the Lord has been talking to his people in dreams a lot lately, I've seen. But I just want to take a moment to talk about the wrath of God. It's going to be really important to understanding the wrath of God in terms of understanding times of judgment, because judgments display the wrath of God. They're a foreshadowing of eternal damnation and eternal life, and eternal damnation is the wrath of God. Okay. These times of judgments are like birth pains to get people ready for eternity. Okay. He's faithful to do that. Okay. He says that the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed. It starts small, then it flourishes fully. So nobody's going to be able to enter into eternity and say they didn't know anything about judgment. They didn't know anything. They may lie to people now, but at that time, they will tell the truth, and they'll know that they've gone through times and that the Lord was faithful to warn people. This is Isaiah 63, verses 3 through 6. I'm sorry. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I tread them in my anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring their strength to the earth. Okay, I want to focus in on where it says the day of vengeance is in mine heart. And once again, it's important to renew your mind with verses like this that talk about the wrath of God. Why? Because the United States is hit so heavily on the love of God and the mercy of God, and it's unbalanced and it's not a full picture. You need the full and honest picture. You need all aspects of who he is. Okay. This is Luke chapter 12. Verse 5, it says, but this is Jesus speaking, okay? But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which hath, after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. So he's saying, fear God, okay? And listen to what he's saying. He has power to kill and then cast into hell, okay? You need to fear the Lord, okay? And then this is Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. It says, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in any wise pass from the law to all be fulfilled. Okay. And the law refers basically to the Old Testament, different parts of it when he speaks like that. So I'm just trying to emphasize that you need to embrace, because it talks a lot about the wrath of God in the book of Revelation. Okay. But I'm trying to just bring a refresher about just having a full and honest picture of God. You need to take all aspects. Otherwise, you're going to be taken by surprise when he's revealed during times of judgment. Okay. Really important to get ready. Okay. Because what you need to understand is that what basically happens during times of judgment is the Lord, there's basically, like right now, the United States is being upheld by Satan. It's Satan's kingdom, okay? And the Lord brings about these little coverings and these little spots for God's people, and he gives time for people to repent. But you need to understand that about him, okay? About how he says, for the day of vengeance is in mine heart. What happens is, and you see an example of this also too in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 15, starting at this one, verse 1, it says, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Okay, and you go down to the end of the chapter here, and it says, and the temple was filled with the smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Okay. So when the Lord is long suffering, you see this, okay, in, with how he handles, Samaria and then Judah. Okay. The two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdom before, their fall. Okay. Long suffering. But when it comes, it comes. And it comes, if you're not aware, okay, it comes like a thief in the night, okay? If you're watching, you see warning signs, but if you're asleep, you don't see it coming. And everything changes, okay? Everything, very fast, okay? If you're not prepared, it's not good. You need to be ready and see it coming, okay? Because what it is, it's like he says there, the day of vengeance is in mine heart. We see just kind of the world going about, and we know things are bad to a certain degree through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is not good. That's not good. Okay. And he takes care of us and provides a little covering. But at the time, that's why he calls his people. He says, you get ready because I'm coming. Okay. He prepares his church. He says, you get ready because I'm coming. Because when he comes, you need to get out of his way. He declares all out war upon his enemies. And his enemies right now are what is upholding the United States and allowing it to flourish in its state of sin. And he's going to declare war on it. And it's weak. It's weak. Okay. I've seen it happen. It's weak. Okay. Everything you look, you go to the store here, you go there, you think, oh, this will sustain. This will, no, it's weak. It comes crashing down, just like the parable of the house on sand. It comes crashing down when the Lord sets his face against it. Okay. Just like that scripture I read in Isaiah, okay, for the day of vengeance in his heart, he says he will trample them down to the ground in his fury. Okay. That scripture I just read. When he sets his face against it, it comes crashing down, okay? And it's fast, and it's quick, and it's horrible, okay? It's horrible. You don't even recognize the situation that it was the same as it was before. It's entirely different, okay? So you need to understand that. And again, like it says in the book of Revelation, you need to stay out of his way, okay? And understand, because it's good. You'll see it when he does it. It's good, okay? He's destroying evil, and he's right, and he's righteous, okay? And it's a good and perfect thing that he's doing, and you'll be glad, okay, when he's done, okay? Because there's so much sin that's going on that needs to stop. He warns people, but they don't listen. It's not until he comes down with force that they pay attention, okay? But you need to get ready, and you need to not be deceived, and you need to see clearly, okay? That the things that you see now that are being sustained, okay, by Satan, where he's allowing people to sin, let them know it's okay, and, you know, this and that. When the judgment comes, those things are gone, okay, and they're gone fast, and you need to be ready. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has an ear to hear your Holy Spirit and walk in your Holy Spirit. And love and cherish the blessing that is your Holy Spirit when he's trying to warn her, and not lie to herself and ignore it, but cherish every warning that comes from the Spirit for the true diamond that it is. I ask all these praises in Jesus' name. Amen.